the Jackson 5 Motor City Superstars. The Jackson 5 Motor City Superstars. The Jackson 5 Motown's supergroup. Number one in the single record sales category during 1970. Number one in album sales for new artists. Talk about being superstars. 9 days following the release of their second single, ABC, by the Motown Record Corporation, the Jackson 5 had sold over 1 million records. It was a nationally prominent political figure, Mayor Richard Gordon Hatcher of Gary, Indiana, who brought the youngsters to the attention of Diana Ross. Diana was appearing in that Midwestern city for a concert. Well, Diana went, saw, heard, and was genuinely astounded. So much so that she got right on the phone. She called her longtime boss and friend, Berry Gordy. And in just a matter of weeks, the Jackson 5 were a reality. Not only were they under contract to Motown, they were also recording singles and albums and appearing on such nationally televised shows as The Hollywood Palace, The Ed Sullivan Show, The Andy Williams Show, and going back to Indiana, their own special show for ABC TV. The Jackson 5 include Michael Jackson, Marlon Jackson, Jermaine Jackson, Tito Jackson, and Jackie Jackson. In addition, there are three sisters, Maureen, Latoya, and Jeanette. And there's still another brother, 9-year-old Randy. It's been said that Randy plays a mean set of bongos, and he looks forward to joining the group, making it either the Jackson 6 or the Jackson 5 plus 1. Well, anyway, their father, Joe Jackson, was a crane operator in Gary, Indiana, but Joe spent a lot of time playing guitar and writing songs, and his wife, Catherine, Mama Jackson, sang a lot of good country western with a touch of blues. It didn't take long for those younger Jacksons to follow their musically inclined parents' lead and join in the family song fests.